computer for right now.
Yeah, it shows recording now in the top left corner of my screen.
Okay. Well, it's 3 after. We'll give people enough opportunity to join. I would say, you know, they might be having some of the same difficulties that we had.
Getting
Zoom running. So I think fair would be to give them about 5 minutes or so. So if we can start about 8 after or 6:38.
All right.
That sound fair?
Yes.
What we can do is assess quorum right now. So I see that both Anthony and myself from the 3 board members. So we do have a 2/3 of the board. So we do have a quorum.
Okay. So you're putting the budget right up there on the screen. So that's good.
Yes, I will.
This is some tiny little print.
Yeah, I know. I made it big enough so that everybody can see it.
Okay, good. You know, I hadn't really observed your budget before, but it has, you guys actually don't have like a reserve provision, but I guess that's because you're a large HOA.
What provision do we not have?
Reserves.
No, we don't have. What we have is a savings account. Yeah, we have a savings account that is in lieu of reserves.
Okay. That's good.
Yep. I took a class on that, on reserves, and that was one of the things that they identified. That,
oh, wow.
Reserves is not always a good, plus reserves cost us money to go out and do the reserve study.
Oh, definitely. Okay.
Yeah, so we're just throwing out thousands of dollars for somebody to do a study when we already know what it costs us to replace the roof.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, the other issue is the pool. When we went through the replacement of the pool, that money should be coming out of the savings account and not out of our operating budget. Because okay. it is a capital expenditure in that sense.
Yeah, Debbie actually gave me that invoice today to code, and I did, since we don't really have anybody else in here right now, we can talk. I did want to know what budget code we were going to use for that.
It would come out of the savings account.
Okay,
so
which
I'll talk with David on that tomorrow to see how to properly. So that when they go through and audit it, that it reflects properly on what it is.
Okay.
Because otherwise, even though it was approved in 2019, the actual expenditure and the was scheduled 6 months after all of that.
Okay.
So it took us quite a while for and COVID got in the way of them coming out to do the actual job.
Okay.
And then we had a number of people that were asking the question as to, okay, why didn't you do the pool when we had it closed for COVID? Well, the company wasn't working either.
Right.
They had a stay home type closure.
Right.
A lot of people didn't understand that.
Make everybody else work except for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, what time do we have? We got one more minute. Let me I think I can unmute for a moment. I want to find out if Eric had any problems. Eric, this is Ralph. I just wanted to check with you to see if you had any problems logging in. The reason we're delaying starting this is suspecting that some people may have had some problems. First of all, good evening. Eric?
He sent in the chat.
Yeah, he's unmuted right now, though.
Oh, he sent something
he texted in the chat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me read it. He just put good evening. I guess I can send something back to him. In particular, Eric.
He should hear us.
Yeah. Oh, his webcam broke, so that is why he has no audio or video.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he just said good evening.
But he can't hear us? Is that? Could you ask that?
He can hear us, he just can't speak.
Okay, fair enough. But logging in, any problems logging into the codes given?
He put no.
Okay. In that case, I would ask that we get started. It is 6:39, those of us that did go in there. So I'm going to go ahead, start by sharing the screen. And if everybody can just kind of confirm, you can see that. Yep. I know you can see it because yep. Carmen can see it.
Okay.
All right. This is a good opportunity to go over this. Again, Melissa, I know that you're quite familiar with this, but I just want to go over this because there are some areas that people that are not familiar with an HOA budget may not be aware of.
Okay.
This first part that I'm showing up on the screen is the total income that comes into the HOA that we can budget for. And that income on the first line item, maintenance fees, is based on 439 homes in Bahia Lakes. And of those 439 homes, we're looking at the annual assessment fee of $331.99. That figure was developed off what we'll see later on, the expenses that we will incur. And of those expenses that we will incur, that drives what we are
actually
what we're actually going out and charging the homeowners. So the maintenance fees total up to on 2021 budget, $145,743 is what we expect to come in. The CDD share expense. This is due to the fact that the HOA manages the landscaping contract. We do manage the contract, but 97% of the real estate that is being maintained under this contract physically belongs to the CDD. Therefore, although we budget for it, or I should say, although we pay the bill because we manage that contract, this is the portion of that bill that comes back from the CDD. So it's not like the homeowners are paying an additional $54,000. This is actually money that's coming from the CDD that was collected through the non-ad valorem tax. So as we pay all of the homeowners in Bahia Lakes, as we pay our annual tax bill back to Hillsborough County, a portion of that is the non-ad valorem tax that is attributed to Bahia Lakes Community Development District, the CDD. So this is the money they're paying back. That's why we see it as an income. That gives us a total income of $200,377. So when we total up, there are other line items there that show income, but these are line items that we can't be assured that there's going to be a value coming back. So we cannot budget for those. For example, the capital contribution. That is that $250 when someone buys a home in Bahia Lakes, there is a capital contribution at the closing table. So when they actually close on the property, the title company collects that $250 and passes it on to QPM to add to the expenses. So we don't know how many homes will sell in a calendar year, especially the 2021 calendar year. We don't know. Therefore, we can't put a dollar figure in there. We know there will be something at the end of the year, but we have no idea what that is going to be. The WUP lease is actually water use. And Anthony, what was the last?
Permit.
Permit. The water use permit that we pay back to the Hillsborough, or it's actually it's back to Swift Mud and Hillsborough County. We have never used our permitted amount in all of the years that Bahia Lakes has been in existence. From the three wells that we have, the permitted amount is a set figure. I don't have that at the top of my head at the moment, but we've never used that amount. About, Anthony, was it 4 years ago? Okay. About 4 years ago, we were approached by another community development district that Swift Mud and the county would not allow them to put in a well for their community for the irrigation. The reason being is because the amount of water permits were already divvied out and they were not ready to let any more go. The reason being is there's only so much water that can be extracted out of the aquifer before saltwater intrusion starts being an issue. Therefore, what they did is approached us, since we can't sell water, we're not allowed to sell water, but we can take a portion of our permit and sign that over to them. So that's what we've done. We kept a large reserve. We looked over a 10-year period, and the CDD, this was not the HOA that did this. The CDD looked over a 10-year period to see how much water we consumed in that and looked to see how much we could actually share to somebody else. And then that permit portion was leased out. That will go for, I think, a couple more years. I think it's a total of 10 years that goes. And then at the end of that period of time, the actual, they will apply for their own permit based on those numbers. We do get, the HOA does get a small percentage of that money from them. The CDD gets the other percentage of that since they own, like I said, 90% and pay for 90% of the well maintenance, 97%. Other income, just as the line says, it's whenever there's income that comes in that they can't earmark under any one of those other line items. CCR income and violation fine, those two incomes are actually pretty much one and the same. So David and I will have to look at that. I didn't look at it close enough this year. I don't remember seeing a dollar figure in one of the two, and I can't remember which one it is. So late fees and interest fees, again, self-explanatory. When a homeowner is late in paying that, I don't think we've assessed anybody late fees since the start of COVID-19. I believe David has pulled that back and has not assessed anybody. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that's what it is. The application fees are the $100 fee that is levied if an alteration application is done after the fact. There is no fee on an alteration application that's submitted prior to start of the project. And again, like I said, violation fine, I believe that ties into CCR. I'm not sure why they're into it. Other income, which is the gate fob for the pool, that's where that income goes into. This is what I was mentioning to you, Melissa, that is the portion that gets earmarked to, so we know where that money came from, not just in other income. We know what it was for. The admin fee, I'll be honest with you, I've not seen a dollar figure in there. I don't know where we're collecting that from. So I don't know what income. I've never seen a dollar collected under admin fee, unless there's something that you may be aware of that you could answer. I can't at the moment.
Yep, I've not seen one of those before.
Okay, so this is the total amount of the income. Now let me go down to the next screen on here. Let's see if it's gonna let me do it. Yep, there we go. Okay, so let's start with the first set of expenses in here. The first one is the operating expenses, and that's the admin office. This is what we get charged from QPM back to the homeowners association or the office and admin. Stayed the same as last year. So this year is the same as that. No increase in that. Bank charges. This is what the bank charges is to process the coupons quarterly. Big chunk of money, but again, BB&T Bank, there aren't too many other players in that particular part of the market.
Right.
The postage, no increase on that. That's $4,000. That's to send out all of the letters that go out from and any correspondence that goes out from QPM to the homeowners. That is the postage area there. Collection fees, I noticed that it is as well the same in there. This is the money that we're charged, the HOA is charged, when the collection companies go in to process or initiate a claim against the homeowner for not paying their HOA fees. Printing and reproduction, same thing here, no change, or no increase, better said, $2,500 in that particular column. And that is the fees that QPM charges the HOA for printing products and the other items that are sent out by letter. Reproduction to be sent out, so printing and reproduction for that. Audit and tax returns, this is what I was mentioning to you earlier, Melissa. This is, I have always paid for an audit every year.
Okay.
And that same company that we pay to do the audit, they also do our tax returns every year. So okay. That's why, you know, personally, I think any and every HOA should. I know there are some out there that don't have their accounts audited. I wouldn't want to be a board president on an HOA that does not audit their accounts. So right. It's an independent audit. There's three bids that are sent in. There is a selection process for the company that does that. And in this particular case here, that is the cost for them to do that audit process. And I believe this year it was a little bit cheaper. So you can see that amount went down to $1,300 versus the $2,000. Licenses and tax fees, every HOA has to pay the state of Florida certain licenses and taxes. And that's that amount in there. And it's interesting that it went down a little bit. I noticed it went down by $30. So the archiving and storage, this is so that QPM can store all and archive all of the records that are associated with the HOA. And I think it goes back to inception. Is that correct, Melissa?
You mean, where is it stored?
No, how far back do we store the records?
Oh, 7 years.
7 years. Okay. So that's what that fee is for, is the archiving storage of that. Bad debt expense. This is one that I really, really hate. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have certain homeowners that have not paid HOA fees for a while. We are not sure as to when we will get that money back. In some cases, we won't get it all back. It goes to the lawyers. They process it and give us what the courts will allow us in processing that. So we have to put in an expense figure in there so that at some point in time, depending on how much it is that year, it's not saying that we will have $14,500. It's what we're allotting for in our budget. And then at the end of the year, the exact figure will be dropped in there. Abatement expense. This is another expense that unfortunately it has to be on the books because we've had occasions where we've had to use it. If a homeowner doesn't maintain their property and it gets to be unsightly, or we get a number of complaints from neighbors, then that homeowner is corresponded with, and they're informed that if it's not taken care of in 14 days, we will in turn let them know that we will have it abated and put that cost onto them. So there's initial expense we have to budget for, and that's where that is, that operating expense. But in most cases, all of that is always collected back from that homeowner. Management fees went up a little bit this year. Okay, it went up about 2,600, roughly about $2,600 that it went up. Legal fees have also gone up. And this is something that we're going to be taking a closer look at. We're allowing 4,000, or we're budgeting for $4,500 in legal fees. The biggest issue that we're having is there's a number of claims that are going out right now on these fees. So when we go to collection, those are the fees that are taking place in there. Insurance went up just slightly, went up by about $1,400. And this is the time of year, as we see, that we always are glad that there is insurance on our properties. The tax, corporate annual, $62. So that brings the total operating expenses at $76,602. Moving down to the next category, which is utility expenses. And these are the ones that electricity, trash, water, sewer, the internet for our keyless access system, those are all in there. There actually went down electricity. Some of the reasons that it's going down is we put some saving. This year when we went out and had the new pool renovation, we opted to put in LED lights into the pool. So there's a considerable saving based on that. And there's some other areas that we've switched everything out in the cabana, switched everything out for LEDs. So I suspect that's where some of that decrease in there, that's about roughly around $300 or close to it. Trash has gone up a little bit. Unfortunately, Hillsborough County charges us more, as you'll see in your own tax bill when you get it. The water sewer has gone down as far as we're budgeting for. And then the internet access is $1,500 a year for the FOB access system. So that brings our utility expenses to a total or subtotal of $13,475. When we go down to the next category, which is the common areas, okay, this is where we find the areas that are common to Bahia Lakes, and portions of those actually belong to the CDD. That's why we pay for it here, but you saw at the top, we have an income coming back to us. And that includes the landscape mulch and annuals. We have reduced the first part of it, the mulching and annuals. The reason being is the choice of flowers, or I should say the annual flowers that we put in the beds. We've actually been able to inform the landscaper as to which flowers we expect them to use. And when the board takes a look at it, what we're looking at is which of the flowers are best for that part of the season, and not just arbitrarily pulling them out every quarter as the landscaper would love to do. They just start to bloom. They start to look nice. The next thing we know, a landscaper has a green light to go ahead and pull everything out and charges to put new ones in. So that is unacceptable for us. And we have also reduced the amount of mulch that is going down. We don't need mulch on the nature trail. That's part of what we removed out of here as well. So there's a big chunk of money that doesn't need to be mulched back there. The trail itself is done with a shell path. Landscaping irrigation, basically the board, Anthony, myself, and Jane, we tend to challenge the irrigation bills that come in. So what ends up happening is the irrigation bills, there's when we wrote the contract, there are a number of things that were included in the base cost of the contract itself that a lot of landscapers like to charge for, such as sprinkler heads. They find broken sprinkler heads and they nickel and dime us to death on those. Well, what we've done to reduce that is to literally go in and include that in the contract. So your base contract, it means that any sprinkler heads that they find broken, they're going to have to replace. And anything that's under 2 inches, and 2 inches is our main line. So every time there's a main line repair, yes, we pay for that. But other little breaks, that is already paid for in the base of the contract. So we find it a little bit easier to manage in that case. So we've literally taken off $1,000 off of that particular line item. Irrigation meter readings, this is something that has to be done. That is from the three wells, the meters that are on those wells, they have to be read and reported back to Swift Mud every month. So that is that bill that you see, Melissa, that comes in from, I believe it's GWS.
Yes.
That comes in from her. They do those meter readings, and that's the annual bill that we get. We actually get it monthly, but that's the annual amount. The landscape contract, that has no change. We negotiated the same contract, same price this year, going into 21, so there shouldn't be any change in that. And that is what I was saying earlier, that in that contract includes a baseline for a lot of other items. Landscape replacement, that is when we have plants that are dying that need to be rotated out. They're out of warranty. And if it's in that period of out of warranty, we have cold spells that tend to take out some plants. That's allotted the $6,000 a year. General maintenance and repair, that's anywhere around the cabana area, anywhere around there that we have any general maintenance that needs to be done. We left the same, $2,800. The security camera maintenance, they're old, they have to be maintained. So that software and everything, or more or less the equipment that goes with it and the wiring that goes with it, we're allotting for $1,500 this year. So that's a jump from last year, but we again are making sure that we have the safety or security equipment we need down there. Janitorial service, we suspect it will stay the same. We haven't had anything come back from the vendor to tell us that they're going to increase that cost. So the $7,800 is staying the same. The pool contract, it will go up just slightly. We did get informed by the company that does the maintenance on it. The equipment that we have there is also getting older, and that's why we're allowing for the repairs of that old equipment. Most of the pumps that are in there, most of the equipment was other than the Marsite that was repaired or resurfaced. Most all of that stuff is the original equipment other than some replacements that were put in. So unfortunately, we have to maintain that line item there. Then the cabana maintenance, these are the things where we have the painting, the stalls inside the restrooms are constantly being maintained. The toilets are being maintained. The floor is being painted. It just recently got surfaced. So hopefully this year we won't reach the $2,500 as far as the total expense, but with that said, we have to allot for it. Social events, that's the $500 that are put aside for the events and everything is done for the community from the social committee. So the different gatherings that are done, not so much right now since COVID, but they also have a certain amount of money that they put into the decorations that go into the cabana area, Christmas decorations, holiday decorations go up in there. And then we have a contingency of $3,000. So that is our total common expenses. And as we look at it, I believe that is the last expense item. We take a look at that totals up to what we saw there, the $200,377. That was divided out into 439 properties that we have in Bahia Lakes. And that comes to that total that you see there, which is a $3, or better said, let me put it in a different perspective, a $1 a month increase. So that means $3 a quarter. So the board and QPM work very hard at looking at every one of these items to see if there's any areas that we could cut corners, and those that we couldn't, that we have no influence on how, when Hillsborough County charges us for a certain amount, we pay that amount. So these are the total expense. Personally, I think we've done a really good job of keeping those down. I attribute a lot of that to the help that the board has given myself, Anthony, and Jane. In many areas, we have done a few things ourselves that we can, that are legally able to be repaired or done by ourselves. we've done that to keep that overall expense down. So I honestly feel that $1 a month increase to a already low quarterly HOA fee, I think that is well within reason. I'm sure, Melissa, you've seen other HOAs that you manage, and I think you can agree that this one is, in some cases, people say too low, but at the same time, why do we need to charge more than what our costs are? And that's what we just went through all of those costs. So I want to look at participants. How many, has anybody joined? Can you see that, Melissa?
Nope, nobody else has joined.
So could you ask Eric if he has any additional questions or if there's any area he would like me to elaborate on this particular budget?
He put no questions from him.
Okay. Anthony, anything that you would like to add to what we just presented?
Nothing really to add. Can you go over the, do we have a capital contribution where we, like a rainy day fund kind of thing that we add to every year? I can't remember.
Yes. We do have a savings account. Those are the bank accounts that we have that we put into a CDD that's earning money as well.
ML Harris, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do we budget for adding to that every year? Or is that just so whatever's left over, we move over there?
Whatever's left over gets moved into the savings account. And that, like I said, that figure, David has the last reports that came back in from that. I know it's a relatively reasonable, the percentage. Unfortunately, it did drop the first year. We had almost, I want to say, close to 3% on the first year. But that was an introductory offer from BMO Harris at that time to get that
for us.
But I think it's still well within a percent or two from what's there. And it's accruing interest as it goes every, I believe they accrue the interest on a, it's not, I don't think it's a monthly basis. I think it's a quarterly basis that interest is accrued. Okay. Were there any other areas, Anthony, that you wanted elaborated on?
Nope.
Okay. If that's the case, we have 706. Melissa, to you, anything that you want added or addressed on the budget?
No. The only thing I'll need is, I guess, since I'm coming to your committee on Monday, I can pick it up, is the budget that's approved, once it's approved, your signature on it, so I can bring it back to the office.
Yeah, certainly. Okay. I thought I already signed it, but yeah, I'll go ahead and re-sign that. Yes. Okay. Not a problem.
Approved on this.
And I'll look for wherever this thing stored the recording and give you a copy of the recording as well.
Okay, great.
That way, if somebody comes back and said they couldn't attend for whatever reason, we should be able to provide them the video so that they can also experience what was stated.
Okay. So since you have a quorum of the board, you have somebody makes a motion, somebody makes a second, and all in favor, aye. And apparently with only two board members, you're still a quorum. So
right. I'll go ahead and make a motion to basically end the meeting at 7:07.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Melissa.
Okay, thanks.
I thank you too. And thanks, Eric. At least you took the time to join us on that. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
And Eric said thank you in his chat. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.